Thanks, Phil. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to present today on dried blood spot testing pilot in New South Wales. By way of background, HIV testing has increased year on year since the commencement of the New South Wales HIV strategy in 2012. Our data shows that further efforts are needed to reduce notifications in overseas-born men who have sex with men, heterosexual identifying men who have sex with men, and men who have sex in high-prevalence countries. Our focus is really on ensuring well-targeted testing in priority populations and in targeted settings. Programs targeted at hard-to-reach populations include the Dried Blood Spot self-sampling pilot. So the DBS is a testing pilot, is a research study in partnership with Sydney Health, Sydney Sexual Health, and that's the Sexual Health Info Link and St Vincent's Reference Laboratory. It's an innovative finger prick test for HIV and hepatitis C, which provides a unique tool in providing equitable access to people who infrequently test or who experience barriers to conventional testing. So we've added it into the mix really to provide further options. The pilot began in 2016 to increase HIV testing amongst MSM and people from high prevalence countries. The results are on the slide there. So between November 2016 and June 2019, there were 3,642 registrations for a test, 2,684 tests completed, 8 reactive HIV results from people that did not previously know their HIV status, and all patients were linked to care. So providing equitable access to HIV testing is a big part of this pilot and why we put it into the system. DBS reduces barriers to conventional testing methods with a free self-sample test that can be done at home or through targeted sites. Results are delivered via approved sites or via text or phone call from the Sexual Health Info Link, and this allows people to receive their results privately. Enabling individuals to access a free and private test supports equitable access with a focus on people who test infrequently or who have never tested before. So between November 2016 and June 2019, there were 2,709 registrations for a DBS test, excluding those people testing within justice health settings. Of these, 54% had either never tested for HIV or had tested more than 2 years ago. 34% were overseas born. 1.6%, so 44 people, were MSM that identified as heterosexual. Okay, so where to next? The DBS pilot's been modified in response to stakeholder feedback. So we've split actually the HIV and the hepatitis C testing arms and also in response to increasing HIV notifications amongst non-Australian born men who have sex with men and late diagnosis among heterosexual MSM. So we're focusing on scaling up dried blood spot testing among priority settings. There were 2.5 times more registrations and tests completed between April and June compared to previous periods. All New South Wales local health districts, so there's 15 local health districts, now have at least one approved site where trained staff or peers can assist people to complete the test, and many sites have multiple locations. DBS continues to be promoted through multiple channels and is particularly focused at reaching heterosexual men who have sex with men and people from cold communities. I'll also add that we've Justice Health have implemented dry blood spot testing as well, predominantly for hepatitis C, and it's been increased their ability to screen people exponentially. It's very successful. So in conclusion, dried blood spot testing increases access to HIV testing in priority populations and targeted settings and provides a unique tool to achieve virtual elimination of HIV in New South Wales. Thank you.